The children's fathers are prisoners in Germany. Stalag camps for enlisted men, and Oflag camps for the officers. Gaston Sidek, imprisoned in June 1940, writes, "I wasted the 5 best years of my life in that stalag, from 20 to 25, without my wife." In the Oflags, the officers are treated better. The French generals are interned in the fortress of Königstein, near Dresden, including the unfortunate leaders of the Battle of France, such as General Giraud. His jailer takes great delight in filming him during an interesting visit to the city of Dresden, which British bombs would later raise to the ground. At the age of 63, General Giraud will become the hero of an acrobatic escape that will infuriate Hitler. For a while, Giraud will be the rival of General de Gaulle. It is de Gaulle, however, who, from London, embodies the French resistance. In France, attacks against the occupiers have been on the rise, especially since the communists joined the resistance struggle following Germany's invasion of the Soviet Union. In retaliation for the anti-German attacks, hostages are executed. De Gaulle now has a small army fighting alongside the British in Africa, called the Free French Forces. Its members have been sentenced to death by the Vichy government. Some have been fighting since the 18th of June 1940. The most famous among them is General Leclerc. His real name is Philippe de Hauteclocq, but he adopted this alias to protect his family back in France. After being promoted to general by de Gaulle, he fashioned a képi for himself, with 2 stars taken from an Italian after the victorious battle in Kufra in Libya. That day, Leclerc said to his men, "Swear that you will not lay down your arms until our flag flies once again over the Cathedral of Strasbourg." For 15 days, at Bir Hakeim in the Libyan desert, other Free French forces repel the German offensive launched by Rommel, the Desert Fox, and his Africa Corps. In this global conflict, the so-called Axis powers, the alliance between Germany, Italy and Japan, are positioned on all fronts. The Africa Corps is just outside Egypt. The Wehrmacht occupies a third of Russia. The Imperial Navy of Japan controls the Pacific. And Germany's submarines are wreaking havoc in the Atlantic. The U-boat is arguably Germany's most dangerous weapon. In the first few months of 1942, these submarines have sunk 4 million tons of Allied ships, oil tankers, freighters loaded with arms and planes on their way with fresh supplies to an asphyxiated Great Britain. Even though the United States has joined the conflict, the war seems to be lost. The world is on the brink of destruction.